This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe, save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And I know somebody said to me, sent me an email and said, you know, how many pillows can you buy? Well, look at, there's more than pillows there. You got slippers and doggy beds and mattress covers, sheets, pillows. I mean, pillowcases, towels. Just peruse it. You're on that stupid web all day long anyhow. Just take a few seconds. Head over there. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe, 30 to 70% off. And I'm telling you, you'll love the product. There isn't anything that I bought there. And I'm not just saying it. There isn't anything I bought there that I don't like, that I don't think is wunderbar. Anyway, let me get back to it.
Listen, if you have everything...
Listen, Peanut Gallery, let me introduce you first.
You're not supposed to say that, remember?
You know what? Just send me a list. And I'll ignore it like I do everything else. But, all right. That voice from beyond, and now she's on screen, is Sonja Schmidt. She's my co-host on Friday. You know, well, it makes it sound, if you're watching and not paying attention, it looks like my voice flipped into a female voice. Thanks a lot. They'll be making fun of me forever for that one.
Like that doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, if you guys don't know what to buy from Lindell.
Yeah.
My birthday's next month.
Ooh.
I'm not opposed to you sending me stuff. So there you go.
Yeah. I'll put your picture up on the website and we'll just put little pictures of the things you're thinking you might want.
Exactly.
How do you like that?
Birthday cakes and yeah, do some good, people.
There you go. See? I knew it. I knowed it. All right.
I noted it.
We were talking about this on the other side of the last hour.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about the reboot of Good Times. And you know there's a bunch of people listening right now going, good what? Huh? there's been a whole bunch of reboots. This one, actually, I was reading this. They actually started talking about this back in 2020. You know?
Oh, yeah. It takes that long to put something together. It probably happened even before that. But do you want to tell them what Good Times is for those of them who weren't a part of the 70s, Norman Lear, black sitcom-y? Because I can't pull it up.
Sitcom-y? I like that.
Sitcom-y.
This was J.J. Walker, right? This was that show.
I believe so. I'm going to look
it
up.
Why don't you tell it? Because you know the show so well.
I really, you know what? Okay, here's...
No. I only watched the show a couple of times.
This is why you get yourself in trouble.
I know, right?
Okay.
Well, hey, when we talk about The Sopranos, people go, oh, yeah, that's his people. Like, right, okay.
I don't say that. I'm much more sensitive.
But, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. TV, Good Times is a TV series that happened between 1974 and 1979. That's five seasons.
That's a good run.
That's pretty good, right? Yeah. That's a pretty good run. And you got introduced to comedians like J.J. Walker, and his tag phrase was dynamite, and he was skinny, and he was silly.
He looked like a pencil stick with arms, you know?
He looked like a pencil. He looked like one of those blow-up things at a car dealership
that's doing all this. Yeah, you're right.
That's what he looks like, and he had a signature hat. Esther Rolle was in it. Everybody was in love with the daughter. I forget her name. Everybody was in love with her. And let's see. And John Amos. It was the first time that we'd really seen John Amos on the natural front. He played the father. Esther Rolle played the mother. Towards the end, they got rid of the father because they get rid of black dads in America.
Yeah, and, you know, we never did understand that, now that you bring it up.
Yeah, well, they did it, and he thought it was horrible because he thought this was something that people needed to see as a nuclear family, a black father in the house. And they said, bye. It was not cool anymore. So, wow. I mean, I don't know what they said. I wasn't on the show. But, so let's see. A guy named Johnny Brown, who was another. Janet Jackson played one of the characters on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a So what it is, this was a family who lived in the projects. I don't know if it was New York or Chicago. Oh, it's Chicago. They lived in the Chicago housing projects. And they try to make the best of things. So I guess optimistically they called it, or ironically they called it good times, when they were actually living in really bad times. So their jokes were basically about how hard things were, the building, the times, the economy. Let's see who was president during that time.
Let me see.
Carter?
Jimmy Carter.
Okay, yeah. So they wonder why it's so bad. And it was a bit political. I mean, Norman Lear was the executive producer of the show, and he would go into the political realm. But it was a comedy, and
I got some bad news for you. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. So it's now considered an adult animation. It's been given a TV MAH rating. I like the R and triple X ratings, but I knew what that meant. This means it's not a show meant for kids. It's meant for mature audiences only. It was given a TV MAH rating for gore, strong language.
Well, gore? What is
nudity?
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, why would you do that if Al Gore was in a movie?
Because
I don't understand. Anyway,
I'll tell you why when you're done.
Strong
what else?
Language, so nudity, smoking, violence, and so much more. A fun evening. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, and I'll tell you why on the other side. Just putting on my producer's hat.
Hold that thought. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356.
800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. Let me bring her on with us right now. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate her time with us as well. And we're talking about Good Times, the animated cartoon.
Yeah,
for adults
based on
only.
Well, okay, so Joe's wondering, this was a family show, obviously, in the 70s.
It was, yeah.
It was. That was before cable and stuff. But so now it's adult, it's going to have nudity, it's going to have violence, it's going to have all this stuff, and things have changed, Joe. We're just doing a story on Gen Z and millennials and all that.
Do we have to go to nudity? I mean, I'm getting tired of hearing how things changed, right? You know?
It depends on what the jokes are. And my philosophy on comedy, as you've heard over and over again, if yeah. it's funny and it works, it's good. If they're telling you ahead of time that it ain't for kids, it's not for kids anymore. It sounds very much like, I don't know if you saw the animated series, it was kind of like Claymation with Eddie Murphy doing the lead voice called the PJs. And this took place, in the PJ stood for the project. And I think it was New York. And one of the characters was a crackhead. And I mean, it was really, I think still one of the most, it's the funniest animated series ever. It's not for kids. So it looks like they're telling you right up front, this is not for kids. It's with Norman Lear, the guy who originally produced this and many 70 sitcoms that you fell in love with, and Seth MacFarlane. Now, he's the guy who did Family Guy and a lot of other irreverent, did I say that right?
Yes.
Animated comedies. So now you already know, if you know anything about who both of these people are, you kind of know what you're in store for. So I'm going to defend this. They went to 10 in the first episode, which means they really believe in it, but they also don't want to say no to Seth MacFarlane. They ain't trying to do that. I would say give it a chance. It's not for kids. It's not 70s. Here's the sad thing about it, Joe. We're talking, I'd have to take off my shoes to do the math, but this show came out in the 70s. It's now 2024, and these people still in the projects and poor. That ought to tell you about their perseverance.
Wow. Yeah, we're coming up on 50 years ago or whatever, just a little exactly. over 40 years ago, right?
I want to see their explanation so for why these people are still broke. I did my first one of my first sketches I ever did to get on in Living Color was a sketch of Good Times, and my sketch idea, what I wrote, was every time these people came into money, whether it was hard work or luck, they find a shoebox on the street that was full of money, whatever happened to them, they give it away or they do something stupid with it. They just refuse to be successful. That was my joke, is that this family just refused to be successful. And when you say there's 50 years past of this family and they still broke in Chicago, they still refuse to be successful. So I can't wait to see how they pull this together. Seth MacFarlane's very funny.
Well, you know, I got to say something, and you're going to laugh at me or call me old, but whatever.
Probably.
Why are adult cartoons so popular? I mean, the IQ level to watch
because
an adult cartoon has to be not,
Joe,
11
stop
and
it.
A
you're
half.
Old. You're old, and what else did you say I was going to call you?
Yeah,
older?
Whatever.
Because you can't do things with grown adults that you can do in a cartoon. So, for example, here's a simple one. You can't really drop an anvil on somebody's head and make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You could do that with Warner Brothers cartoons. The things that you could do with Yosemite Sam... And Lord knows he never stopped being funny. You can't do those in a live action TV
no, no, no.
show.
I hear you there, and that's a slapstick type of comedy, if you would. I guess what I'm saying is, when you sit down and you watch, Family Guy,
Family Guy, American Dad, The Simpsons.
But is it America's Dad? And why do we have to portray the man like an idiot all the time?
Because that's what they do in Hollywood. But you're asking, why are we so stupid that we have to watch cartoons? You can do things in cartoons. You can do jokes in cartoons. I'm just telling you from a writer. I'm putting on my producer's hat. And I just say, you can enter all kinds of worlds and planets and all sorts of things that you cannot do in another show. And people have different tastes and things. So if that's fun for them, then that's what they would enjoy.
Hmm.
The Simpsons is the most bizarre thing. And that used to be like a little short that they would play in between the commercials at the Tracy Ullman show.
Right. Yep.
And that's how we got a taste of the Simpsons and went, we like this. This is interesting. Let the market decide what they like. If they don't like it, they ain't going to watch it. I was never a fan. I haven't given it that much time, but I wasn't a fan of American Dad or those shows, but I'm not going to say that they're not good or not worthy of being done.
Yeah. Well, you're looking at it purely from an entertainment point of view. I'm looking at it.
No, I'm not. I'm saying the market decides. If nobody liked American Dad, it wouldn't have been on that long. Somebody likes it. It ain't maybe you. I don't know. I can't judge it. I didn't give it the fairness of watching it, but somebody's watching it.
But
they deserve to have to be able to.
When you go down that road, you start talking about, okay, so do you go down the road and say, okay, they love vaping a lot. It's a very, it's a big business, but now you're finding out the damage it's doing to people. The video games,
the same
thing.
There's no damage being done to by American Dad or the Simpsons.
Well, my point, though, is that some of the stuff that you watch and see gets into your head, and I don't know. It's one of those things, again, you bring Dr. B on, some of the stuff does stop
those
you from
facts.
Thinking through things, and it becomes the norm in your head.
I don't know that The Simpsons stops you from having, I watched it for years, and it hasn't stopped me from thinking, obviously.
Well, you're talking about a very strong person who has two brain cells at work.
I'm not an exception to the rule. There are enough people, and if it does with some, does it mean we're capitalists? Does it mean that you shut it off because some people may get their brain cells rewired? They can watch anything and do that. Listen, we've seen stories about people who've listened to pastors and gone off and done crazy crap.
Stupid
do we
stuff.
Say the
yeah.
word of God?
Well, it's just like the porn. No, because they put it out there incorrectly. It's just like the porn stuff. People say whatever you do in your own home is fine, but look at what porn has done to young kids and men.
I don't think that what pastors say is
hold on. We got to go for that capitalist thing you keep talking about.
Exactly. See,
we'll
here we go.
Back in a minute. Come and see the Sony Smith. Be right back.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New York's Democrat Attorney General Letitia James ready to seize some of Donald Trump's properties in New York if he doesn't come up with large amounts of bond money by Monday.
James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County, New York.
USA's Laura Winters. The latest draft resolution from the United Nations Security Council calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. The first draft had a clause that, along with the ceasefire, Hamas would release hostages. The second draft, however, did not. The U.S. hoping the Security Council votes on it today. Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who lied about her kidnapping, has been ordered to pay nearly $18,000 in restitution and sentenced to probation. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Buscini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Always appreciate your time with me, and I mean that sincerely. But I always like her time, too. Sonia Schmidt joins us, as she does every week, as my co-host on Fridays. What are you having for dinner tonight?
Well, I ate so much like a big fat pig earlier.
Oh, yeah. You ate lettuce, for God's sakes.
It wasn't lettuce. That salad was wonderful. It had blue cheese. Joe and I went to an event, and we both had salads, but this salad had blue cheese, avocado, and he gave me his avocado, a creamy dressing with barbecue sauce, chicken. Well, and I ate the whole. Typically, I buy that salad because I have fallen in love with it, and it lasts me 2 to 3 days.
Wow.
I ate it all in one setting. I came home after driving home. I sat in my driveway. I couldn't get out of the car. I was miserable. And then now, don't you know, I'm hungry again. Soon.
All right. So I've got something that should tickle you a little bit here. Okay,
this
is right up your alley.
Right?
According to this is an MSN article. These are the 15 best written movies of all time.
Okay.
So, first movie on the list, The Godfather.
I agree.
Oh, okay.
Best written, best photographed. Best acted, best. Okay, I'm with you. I don't know about number one, but I'm not mad at that.
Mm-mm. Okay, and some of these movies I've never seen before. Chinatown.
You know what? Everybody says yes to that, and I maybe I'll watch that tonight because I've seen parts of it and different. It is good. Jack Nicholson, Faye Dunaway. We've talked about this before when we talk about the water board. We've had this conversation when we talk about the water board in Santa Clarita or the Mulholland dude.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's what this is about.
Oh, interesting.
The tragedy. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The tragedy that happened out here The Mulholland family, we talked about that. That's what this is about.
Interesting. Okay, Annie Hall.
Yes, and I will tell you, this is funny. I would not put it in this order, but Annie Hall is so good. I saw it several times. It was when we were introduced to that quirky, wonderfully dressed, fun Diane Keaton, and before we knew that Woody Allen was a freakazoid. It was a great love story.
If you, you know, didn't know that when you first saw him, really?
I'm not going to say that I love Woody Allen. Okay, let me just backtrack for 1 second. Both my parents worked in the school board. Somehow, they brought home books for me as a kid. Somehow, I got my hands on several Woody Allen books. Woody Allen is very much like Groucho, believe it or not. His humor, he's brilliant. He wrote Get Smart. I mean, he was on that staff. He was on a lot of TV shows that were very, very funny. And so as a kid, as a really young kid, I was reading Woody Allen jokes, and he's hilarious. His jokes are hilarious. So I grew up as a fan of Woody Allen, and it wasn't until he started hanging out with his stepdaughter a little too cozy that I had to put him away.
Thank you for that reminder.
But Annie Hall, great movie.
Okay, Network.
You need to see Best Network. Network is about the television industry, the lying broadcast network. That's the line where I see it
every day. Why do I have to see the movie?
Exactly. I'm madder than hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. That's where that line comes from. Again, I think that's Faye Dunaway. Good movie.
Pulp Fiction?
Watched it so many times. This is, forget the director's name, you've seen him a million times, or you've seen his work a million.
Quentin Tarantino.
John Travolta was so much fun in it. Samuel L. Jackson. I call him Sam Yell Jackson because that's what he does in movies. But there's a lot of iconic scenes and fun that come out of that movie. I would have to say, yep.
Taxi Driver is one of them. That was pretty controversial for its time because of
the child.
Yeah.
The child played and I forget her name. She played a prostitute. She was a baby, but she played, you know, she was a young kid. But here's the thing. De Niro was her savior. He was a nut, and he was doing some other stuff in the movie. Politically, he was trying to mess around with Sybil Shepherd, and wasn't happening. But he met up with his child and realized that she was being mistreated, and he went after her pimp and took care of that. That's the iconic scene where, as you talking to me, you must be talking to me. I'm the only one here.
All right, we're gonna switch gears for a minute.
Oh, come on! I love this.
Oh,
topic.
I don't want to. Yeah. All right. So here's a good one for you. You know, I love the crazy stuff, the stuff that you scratch your head and go, okay, who thought that was a good idea? All right. So, black leaders in Tennessee say, you ready for this one? You're gonna love this one, right? It's racist to try to stop black crime.
I agree.
And.
What is black crime? Does that mean people who are black committing crimes? Or does that mean like...
Well, it says, let me see, the controversy has sparked and heated debate because black leaders in Tennessee have accused the Republicans of racism and likened their actions to the reinstitution of slavery.
Yes.
There's a video...
That's because we were so responsible for slavery. Right.
Yeah. Stop. Let me see. There's a crime surge in Memphis, right? A recent spike in homicides in Memphis would reach record-breaking heights. And the state GOP now passed a law undoing the ordinance, prompting a backlash for some black leaders who equated the move with racism and oppression. And that's because... this is why I don't understand why more black folks don't get mad. Unemployment is so high among the black community, it's the only way they can get money and things and goods.
We just got to resort to killing each other.
Yeah. Oh my God. Stealing stuff.
You know, and I don't want to flip this back to Hollywood, but I do remember a time in the Hollywood, in the writer's room, when my liberal producers were talking about the fact that money in the school districts, which you know very well about, is being taken away from the arts and from the arts. And that's why these kids were committing crimes. I'm like, that's what you think of black people. they are, oh man, if we had more crayons, we would just like, we'd be in on school. But now you take away that music and arts and we just gonna have to hurt people. Come on, that's just, I told them that was insulting.
Good. Yeah, and I wish more people would speak out like you from a standpoint of, don't keep telling us that we're committing this or doing this or can't achieve this because we're black. I don't. Well, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, well, I ain't got no job right now.
So I want me to leave the, you want me to leave the front door open so you can come and steal something? I mean, I don't understand.
Right, right. No, I should have kept that to myself because I'm out of a job. So, yeah, it's great to have people like me to speak up. But you better be willing to deal with the consequences. It's so insulting and degrading what the left thinks black people are all about and how they wish to save us. They've done so much for us and could do so.
God. You know, they have to save you because you obviously can't find, attorneys and CPAs and so forth to save yourself, apparently.
Well, for businesses and stuff like that. But I will tell you, and I think we were doing a story about this that made me think of it. But when you have low education and you have no money, maybe we were talking about the death penalty. Chances are you're not going to be able to defend yourself very well because you're not, if I can use the word, articulate, and you can't afford...
You can use it. I can't.
You can't afford a judge that's really going to be effective. So, yeah, we were talking about the death penalty. So you aren't going to be able to be in a position where you're going to be in the best position to be helped. And that's sad. And that's why I always say the thing that's going to help the black community
we got to go to break. I got to stop you.
Prosperity and education.
There you go. All right. Because I know I can't tell you to speed it up. So
I just did. Prosperity
I know you did.
And education.
You sound like the guy from FedEx. All right. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Amazing how well technology works when you press the right button. We're back. Joe Messina, your host. It's Joe Messina Show. I always appreciate your time with me. As I like to say, you know, there's 3,000 other shows you could be watching or listening to tonight, and you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it so much. I really do, and thank you for hanging in there. There's a chat, live chat room going on at joemessina.com, joemessina.com, and you will find smarter people than myself in there for sure. Sonia will give me a run for my money, but Sonia Schmidt joins me.
I'm not smart.
Yes, you, oh, give me
I'm
a
just
break.
Charming.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Right. The woman taught herself how to be a writer, right? Didn't go to college for it.
No, that's not charm. That ain't charm. That's called, I got to put food on the table. Yeah. I'm by myself. I got two daughters.
Yeah, but you went. There. You made it happen. You went through the whole, you know what I'm saying? You taught yourself how to do it, and you did it.
Highly competitive field for well over 20 years. But here's the thing. It's like, God is so interesting how he works. One of my safe place as a kid, and I've talked about this a little bit on our show, is that I didn't come from a normal family. I came from a very traumatic family. And my safe place was sitting. There was a chair my mother bought, this little tiny chair that had wheels on it. And I would scooch my chair as close to the TV as I could get. And I started watching TV as early as, we were talking about live television, Milton Berle, all those guys. I started watching TV that early, and it just continued on until the 60s. We were talking over the break about Rawhide, the Virginian I watched. I was a TV fanatic, always. So luckily, I've had therapists, but they did say that it's not any surprise that I went into television when I was older. So I taught myself, but I also knew a lot about television because I'd watched it for a very long time. And I know that was God just setting me up. He's like, I know you're miserable. I know you're sad. I know you'd rather cry. But just watch these shows.
I like the, watch this. I know you'd rather cry. That's funny.
I know you'd rather cry. I know you'd rather do a lot of other things to yourself right now. But just watch these shows. And I'm telling you, it paid off so much in the writer's room because I knew so much. For somebody who didn't go to school for writing, I was a welfare mom. I didn't know anything. I just worked really hard, got there. And all the setup that God did is very much like a TV show. You get your setup, you get your middle act, and you get your third act. And he said, you know, he said to me, even though I didn't know it at the time, so like, you don't need this. So just shut up and watch the Munsters.
Oh God! But like I said though, even you have to still do it, right? Faith without works is dead. You still have to do it. Why do you have such a hard time taking a compliment?
Me?
Yeah, no. You're the only other you here.
Right. No, you're right. Because I, once again, hearkening back to my family told me I wasn't crap. So, or they were really
no. They told you were crap. They didn't tell you you weren't crap.
Well, how do you... Okay, all right. So,
come on, just trying to teach you proper English here.
I'm not articulate? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. You're not going to drag me down that sordid road.
No, but they... So whenever I excelled, they wanted to... They kicked me in the teeth. So I kept any sort of achievement, or whenever anybody gave me compliments, I was like, don't tell... Yeah. You know, don't tell my family because I'm going to have to pay for this. Yeah, no, that's a real ugly lifestyle to come for. We talked with Dr. B the other day, and she was very excited about what I knew about this topic, and she wanted to talk to me personally because she went through the same thing. And yeah, it's very, very serious. It's not taking a compliment is not humbleness. It's there's a whole lot of other stuff that goes along with it, and even becoming a TV producer. In my family, TV writer and producer, I didn't get any fans from that. Okay, you would think that a black woman busting into a field that's predominantly male with no education, two kids, raising them on my own, you would think my family would go, good on ya, you know? But no, they got their other issues going on. They got their own personal stuff.
Right, you brought it up. Black woman busting into a field that is dominated by black folks. I mean, by men. Now, don't fall over when I use this name, okay?
All right.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
But
she's got one thing on you. She's a lesbian, so.
Okay. Right? Well, I got stuff to work on. Right. You know what?
She checked several boxes at one time, right?
Yes.
So she's being ripped online now for suggesting. Remember, I called the Democrats the party of non-responsibility, right? So she's being ripped right now for suggesting. Did you see the video with the illegal immigrants charging the border, charging the National Guard?
No, but I heard about it. Okay. I heard they cut razor wire.
Oh, they cut all kinds of stuff and pushed the fence down, went after the National Guards. So she's trying to say that this is Governor Abbott, Trump, and the GOP's fault. So when she was asked if Biden had seen the video and weighed in on the video, she replied, I mean, look, I've not spoken to the president about the video. What can I say? You know, I really truly believe that it's a question for the Republican governor of Texas.
Wow.
Why are you asking us? The party of non-responsibility strikes again, right? But wait a minute. She said, she went on to say that he needs to address this. The president has worked with Congress and the Senate. No, he hasn't. This is, I hate when they so easily lie like this, and it's not their responsibility.
Because they can, Joe. We know this. They've gotten away with it in the past. There was probably two reporters in that press room that actually challenged her on this. She ain't used to having to answer real questions.
Yeah.
They do say that she's the worst press secretary ever. I hate to see that happen for a sister, but they do say that she's the worst.
I could buy that. I could see where...
They say she's the absolute worst. It's funny, yeah. I don't watch it enough to know, and I've watched some that I've been impressed with. I thought the other girl was... She's on Fox now. Just commentary, and she's with the Five or whatever. I thought she was pretty bad. But this Jean-Pierre is pretty doggone bad. But the fact of the matter is, they've been allowed to get away with lying straight to our faces for so long that they don't even have to try anymore. But, I kind of doubt that Trump is a Trump.
Oh, no, right? No. They're gonna keep trying to, you know as well as I do, they're going to keep trying to hang it on him, you know, as long as they can. That's how ridiculous it is. It's just amazing.
You know, I see it as each time they're drawing a little bit, away from their fold, you know. Mm-hmm. They may not do something big enough where everybody goes, okay, that's it, this is crazy train. But I think that there's a little bit each time, even with RFK, I think a little bit by little bit he's drawing independents to open their eyes a little bit, and Democrats to open their eyes a little bit and just be open to another idea. I told you when I first got involved with politics, my goal or the reality was I was not going to get them to vote Republican. It'd be great if you could understand more about what the Republican Party stood for, especially in terms of slavery, the past, the Jim Crow laws, all that stuff. But my thing is like the Hippocratic, just do no more harm. Just think about it before you cast that ballot towards Democrats. That's all I'm asking, is just don't do any more harm.
No, we were talking about that earlier. I said, look, I don't necessarily want them to go to the Republican Party, but just get out of the hole.
Get out of the hole. Like what Trump say? What the hell do you have to lose?
Yeah.
That was such a great line.
Oh, God.
Of course, they beat him up for that because he had the audacity to talk to their people. How dare you cross into our area? They belong to us. And if you don't see that by now, that they view us as people who belong to them, but little by little, they're coming along, you know?
Well, hey, I think you're seeing a bit of a surge in the black community. Not necessarily leaving the party, which, again, I told you, as long as they start thinking through this stuff, I'm good with it. But
eye-opening.
They're openly admitting that they're going to vote for Trump. They're openly admitting that, you know, they've been duped and that they're, you know, working with him to make things happen. I think that's a big deal, personally.
Yeah. I love the dupe thing because I'm so immature. I'm not above going, I told you so. Because I've been working on this forever, but I sent you a video earlier this week that showed a woman, I believe she was in Chicago, and she's really riled up about the immigrants, the illegal immigrants that are coming in and taking their resources that she thought were always going to go to the black community, even though they never reap the benefits of it. And she thought it was really unfair.
Oh, and hey, our time's done. All right. I was listening to you.
Finish the story next week.
Not watching the clock. Yeah, you're going to have to finish it next week. Anyhow.
Okay, good.
All right, Sonya, have a great weekend.
We will catch up with you later,
I promise.
Good luck on your next hour.
Thanks. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up, as she said, in the next hour with me. Just me. Good luck to you.
Right now,